The word of God comes to us this day, and I'd like us to begin with a prayer. Ready? Here we go. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, we come together to praise your name. We'd ask, Lord, that you would send your Holy Spirit down to this place so that it may dwell with each and every person here. May the words that will be on my mouth and the meditation that is in my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Speak, Lord, your servants listen. Amen. I'm going to review for you this morning something that you probably all know very well. It's I like to talk about it, the baseball book, but it's really not, because it begins in the big inning. The kids didn't like that either. So God created the heavens and the earth. And if you look in your pew Bible to the very first page, you can see where I'm going to go with this. In the morning and the evening of each day, it's stated over and over and over again. And there are some people out there that believe that the morning and the evening, it's probably 4.2 billion years. Now, I really believe that if God wanted it to happen in 4.2 billion years, he would say, in the beginning, 4.2 billion years ago, God created, but it doesn't say that. God created, and what we saw when we went up to this new creation museum just south of Cincinnati. And then from there we went to the Ark with some very good truths that we as Christians sometimes pretend like it doesn't exist. Creation versus evolution really should not be an issue. When I was a kid, and we're not talking ancient history here, although some of my grandchildren believe that we had to carry stone tablets to school, and my teacher was actually Moses who taught me this, that's not true. When I was a kid, the concept of evolution simply didn't exist. It was not there. In school, we taught, and then all of a sudden, they started sneaking it in. And the way they snuck it in is to try and appeal to man's logic. If you are the center of the universe, if there is no God, then they have to come up with a plausible explanation. They have to come up with some other way. And that's the one thing that always bothers me about people who say they believe in evolution. In order to believe in the 4.2 billion year concept, you have to believe there is no God. That what we did is sufficient all by ourselves. That God has no place in the world. Because in the world, if you are the center of everything, the way, unfortunately, we sometimes teach our children, that they are the center, they are the greatest, they can do no wrong, that's not true. They're not the center of the world. Jesus Christ is the center of the world. God created. And when we think that God created, then we go, now, I do want to tell you that we as Christians believe in evolution. Did you know that? We do. And a matter of fact, we would be stupid if we did not, because people change. There's two kinds of evolution. There's one that's called microevolution and one that's called macroevolution. Microevolution means that changes happen within species. I'm a little taller than my father was, and I actually weigh a little less, but not much. But I have changed. And if we go back just 200 and 300 years, we're living longer. And we're doing things better because of better health, better water, better washing habits. But macroevolution is when a little bird becomes a snake or an amoeba becomes a monkey. Now, I have to ask you before I begin looking at this, how many of you have a mom or a dad that's an ape? Grandma, Grandpa? I've seen my Uncle Bill. I think he might be close. But the truth is, there's never been in recorded science, in all the years they've been watching, a switch from one creature to another. There is within that a tadpole starts off as a fish and grows into a frog and never becomes a bird. So how did this happen? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it was without form and it was without void, and there was nothing except darkness. And the Spirit of God was there. And God said, "Let there be light." Now, this is interesting, because on the first day of creation, he created a light, but there was no sun or moon until the third day. So what's the light? And the answer is easy. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world because Jesus becomes our light. And then he said that he separated the light from the darkness, and he called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And if you check the Hebrew out, it says there was evening and morning the first day. In other words, there was 24 hours. Can God create from nothing? If you believe that, then you're in the right church, because that's what we believe, that God created. And what he began with was nothing. There's a cute old story about God who was talking with an atheist, and the atheist says, "There is no God." He says, "Everything that it created happened because of random choice." And he says, "Well, let's go back to the beginning." He says, "Well," he says, "in the beginning there was a big bang." And so God said, "And where did the bang come from?" And he said, "Well," he said, "it came from the fact that there was atmospheres that were colliding." He says, "Where'd the atmospheres come from?" See, no matter how far you go back, you have to have some kind of belief. And so today they say nothing. There was nothing. So in the beginning, if I was an atheist, I would say, in the beginning there was nothing. And from nothing, God created you. That's an awful big jump, isn't it? But let's keep reading. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the water from the waters." And God made the expanse and covered the waters, and there was under the expanse from the waters, and it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. So heaven was created before the world. Isn't that cool? We don't think about that. That God had a plan, and his plan began with creation. And when he created, he knew what he was going to do. He had the forethought and the knowledge to know that we needed someplace, and that someplace is heaven. And so he created those, and then he called it good. And then God said, "Let the waters under the heaven gather into one place. Let there be dry land and wet land and all these other things." And he said it was good. And then the next day he said, "Well," he says, "now that we have the heavens and the earth, let's have some vegetables." And so he planted cucumbers, beans, and tomatoes, and things that yielded seed and fruit according to their kind in the earth. And it was so. And he brought forth the vegetation. Why did he make vegetables and things first? Because what he was going to create needed something to eat. And how long ago was it that he started creating these beasts and things? The answer, 2 days. He must have used Miracle-Gro or something because it grew fast. And God said, "Let the lights in the expanse on the third day separate the day and the night, and let there be signs for seasons and signs for days and the lights in the expanse." And he gave the light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater to rule the day and the lesser to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heaven to give them light, to rule over the day and the night. And God saw it was good. You notice everything that God makes, it's good. It's good. Why is it good? It's good for you. It's good for us. He created the perfect world. And he said, "Okay, there's a lot of work for the fourth day. Let's go on." And so then after that, he made fish. That was made Russ very happy because he likes to go fishing. And he says, "Let the waters swarm in swarms of living creatures, and let there be birds that fly above the earth and fly across the expanse of the heavens." And so he created the great seas and every living creature that moves, and which in the water swam. So first came the water and then the air animals. And what did he say at the end of that day? Can we say that? It was good. It was good. Let's try it one more time. Ready? It was good. I want you to remember that what God creates is good. And so now he says, okay, let's go on. Let's make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds in the heaven and over the livestock and over all the earth and everything that creeps. And so God created man in his own image. He created them male and female. Males don't like to read that because that means that God is all that we need. And he blessed them. And he said to all the animals and the people, be fruitful and multiply. And it was good. And then came the seventh day. So now God has all of the animals, all the birds, and all the things. And you say, how could that happen? And I invite you to take a trip to the Creation Museum, to talk to the people who went to see that, to see how God created and how it all makes sense and how it all fits together. And the order is logical, and the order is exactly what God needed. So we can say, so what? So I will say to you, that's what God did for you. God created you, and you are good. And there's a logical order for you. He has a plan for you. He wants you to go out and to do things that are good. And he created it for you. And he did it in 7 days. And I kind of had that reaffirmed at that Creation Museum, although I've never not believed it. And many of you know that I taught science in public schools for years. And how did I do that? And the answer is I gave the children a choice. I said, either your grandma's a monkey or your grandma is the loving woman that gives you extra candy when you come over. Well, grandmas are good for candy, so we made the two together. And I let the children think for themselves. Did they come from nothing? From someone who doesn't care for them? For someone who has no concern at all? From nothing? Or did they come from a God that loves them, that wants the best for them, and that continues to create good? Of course, they told me I was a dinosaur, but that's what I taught, and I'm pleased to do that. I ask that you would look into your heart today and ask, where did God create you from? Was it good? And are you good? And God says, yes, you are. Amen.